Okay, now we can start.
Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
If you build it, they will come. Joel, seen that movie? He's in the movie, Joe.
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Jordan Malley. Jordan, great to see you. Through our 670 score scope. Yep,
where is he?
And it's right over there, Bill.
Did Matt Peck get a signed copy of that book?
No, Matt Peck, he didn't. No. No. I'll talk to D. Rose.
Yeah, guys.
Matt, well, you will be getting your book soon.
Kick back and get ready for the best hour of your day.
Are players buying in, Jim?
Yes.
Fair enough.
And so all I was saying on this podcast, the Locked On Bulls podcast.
Locked On Bulls starts now.
The Locked On Bulls podcast.
You can just see the vibe.
Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Jordan Malley. Along with me is Matt Peck. Follow us on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Hit us up on our text and voicemail line, 331-979-1369. Drop your text, your voicemails, anything you got for us, 331-979-1369. Our episode today is sponsored by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order. It's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off. Matt, welcome back from the weekend. The Bulls doing a very Bulls thing of them. Releasing all of the post, I guess, like, quote-unquote, end of season, postseason press conferences or Zoom calls in this matter on Friday with the players, which we only heard from Thaddeus Young and Zach LaVine. And then Saturday, Arturis Karnišovas doing his interview. So I hate to say it, man, but classic Bulls fashion to dump this out on a Friday afternoon when really nobody is paying attention. And then Saturday too, to do your interview with the new front office is, I don't know, just kind of a lame move, in my opinion. But how are you? How you doing? And how was your weekend?
What's up, Jordan? What's up, Bulls Nation? Weekend was good. Had a nice little Sunday fun day in my buddy's backyard yesterday. Enjoyed some nice weather. And on Saturday, was actually able to get together with some of my colleagues at NBC Sports Chicago and 500 other Chicagoans who went out to volunteer with a cleanup crew in the Lawndale community on the west side of Chicago. You know, obviously we're in difficult and dark and strange times right now. But any way that you can help and just be a positive influence on the community is good in any way you can, whether it's making a donation. And actually, on that note, Jordan, later this week, we can announce that the Locked On Podcast Network is going to be doing their part as well to help the Black community, not just here in Chicago, but all across the country, as we continue to fight this fight together. So it was a good weekend. It was, a rewarding experience to get out there and help. And I was in awe of how many people showed up to help. And it was a great way to kind of restore my faith in humanity in these crazy, crazy times we're living through. Because for all of the horrifying stuff that we see on the news and for all the tragedies that we're experiencing right now, there are so many positive influences and positive people that are out there lending their hands in whatever way they can. So it was definitely a good weekend on that front.
Totally agree with you, and very excited for the Locked On Podcast Network to kind of roll those things out. And it's our way of not only just saying our support, but also trying to show it to I know Matt and I have tried to do our best even before all of this kind of civil unrest has gone on and all the protests and that, still very concerned about COVID-19 and the pandemic, trying to support local businesses as well. And I know with everything that has gone on over the last couple of weeks, I'm sure some of the small businesses have been affected as well on top of the pandemic. So please continue. If you're a listener of the show and there's you own a small business, you own a restaurant, something here in the Chicago area that's been affected by all of this and could use a little bit of a bump, feel free to email us at lockedonbulls@gmail.com or send us a direct message on Twitter, and we will do the best to be able to get the word out and help you guys support that. So you guys support us every single day, and we wouldn't be able to do this and continue to do this without you guys. So the least that we can do is try to not only voice our opinions and help support in that way, but also show it with action too. So again, email us at lockedonbulls@gmail.com. Don't care what time it is. We will get back to you as soon as possible. So that's good to hear. I know we got some Bulls news to talk about, and hopefully this will take your mind off of a little bit about what's going on in the world and maybe focus back on the Bulls just a little bit right now. So we want to hear from Zach LaVine. We may get to Thaddeus Young today. If not, we will get to what he had to say tomorrow along with Arturis Karnisovas. So we will have both of those guys and kind of listen to their reactions. We told you we'd get to Cowley too today. We may push that back to tomorrow just because we didn't realize at the time that we were doing the episode that all of this was going to be released. It seemed like it was just kind of a last minute thing. So let's get into it. First of all, too, I saw some tweets of some displeasure too with the Bulls PR on Friday, and that was just because some of the reporters that are normally at a lot of the games and normally covering the team and the beat over the last few years were not made aware that these conference calls were going on, and very select few people were allowed on these. And it's kind of similar to the Bears. The Bears only let a specific amount of people on their Zoom calls. It was very, very tight-knit, and it seemed like the Bulls went with the same direction, too. But, I mean, to say that this isn't anything new, it's not really. But, I don't know, they only had two players to speak, too. So, maybe more guys will speak in the next couple of days. But your overall takeaway before we start playing some of these clips from Zach LaVine, what did you think about what he had to say about the season and also just some of the things that were going on in the world?
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising that the two voices we heard are Zach LaVine and Thaddeus Young. You know, obviously, Zach LaVine is kind of the face of the franchise right now. He is their star player. And Thaddeus Young is one of the guys they brought in last offseason to be a veteran voice, not only in the locker room, but in the community. And of course, that also includes being always available and professional with the media. And Thaddeus Young, from all accounts I've heard, has been nothing but spectacular on that front all season long, especially being a good sport in a season that was very frustrating for him for a lot of different reasons. And as far as Zach specifically, I think he basically just called a spade in all of the questions that he was asked. He obviously expressed his disappointment that the Bulls season was over, but knew that, hey, I'm not a winning player and we are not a winning team right now. And that's why we didn't get invited back. And obviously, as a competitor and as fierce of a competitor as Zach is, he wanted to play, even though the Bulls season was already pretty much, you know, in the dumps. They weren't mathematically eliminated from playoff contention yet, but nothing we saw on the court suggested that, especially with the 17-game schedule they had remaining, that they were anything close to making a playoff run, because they had a gauntlet of a schedule to finish the season. So he was just very straightforward. In the one area where I think he was maybe professionally not as straightforward as maybe Bulls fans would have hoped, but I can certainly understand, is his thoughts on Jim Boylan and the job he did as a coach, and whether or not he thought he thinks that Jim Boylan should be brought back. Essentially saying what he said time and again, anytime that conversation comes up and he is asked by the media to address the Jim Boylan coaching performance, Zach said, "That's not my job."
That's a good answer. It was, and I think Colley knew it too. He said he already knew what the answer was going to be, so he tried to rephrase it, see if Zach would answer it any differently. But even Zach kind of laughed it off at the end. He was like, "Hey, you knew I was going to answer that correctly." So let you listen to that, and on top of a few other best parts of Zach LaVine's Zoom conference. And if you want to listen to the entire Zoom conference in its entirety, the Bulls have posted it on their YouTube page, so you can do that. It's about 22 minutes long, but we're going to try and play the best clips for you guys today and kind of react to that. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you guys about our sponsor, Built Bar. BuiltBar.com. Been telling you guys a lot about Built Bar over the last several weeks, and they've been an amazing sponsor for not only Locked On Bulls, but for the Locked On Podcast Network. First and foremost, Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It's unbelievable that it can pack this much protein, these few of carbs, these few of calories, and still have an amazing and great taste. They have 20 different flavors, 10 chocolate nut flavors, and 10 chocolate nut-free flavors. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. Built Bar is a great idea for anybody that's healthy conscious in your life. So whether it's your wife, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your parents, friends, family, whoever it may be, this is a perfect substitute for those chalky protein shakes and those protein bars you're eating after workouts that don't have any flavor and you burn out pretty quickly on them. So these bars are low in calorie, low in sugar, high in protein, and high in fiber. Take a look at the peanut butter brownie one, for example. 20 grams of protein, 170 calories, 3 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of net carbs. There are not too many protein bars out there that can say that and also deliver the flavor that Built Bar is able to. So go to builtbar.com, builtbar.com. Use the promo code Locked On for $10 off. That's promo code Locked On for $10 off your first order. That's builtbar.com. Use the promo code Locked On for $10 off. Matt, let's start with the first comments about just the idea of playing, going back down to Florida, what the guys had to say about discussing whether or not his teammates wanted to go down and play and what they had to say about that. And then we'll get into some of the Jim Boylan stuff. But here's the first response from Zach LaVine about the front office changes and also not getting the chance to finish out the season.
You know, obviously with the front office changes, I think it's good. I'm excited. I think whenever you change something, it means that you're willing to put yourself out there and get better. So I'm all for it. I think everybody just wants to continue to get better and hopefully, you know, get this team to winning. So, you know, I'm very happy. But if you can repeat your first question.
I wanted to know, what are your thoughts on the fact that your regular season ended? It's done and you're not going to be able to play competitively until December.
I mean, it sucks. I mean, you got to understand it. It's a weird time, especially with everything that's going on right now, but it's upsetting too. We weren't even good enough to get to the playoff game, so the play-in game. So it's upsetting, and it's it just shows that we have to do a lot of things differently to get ourselves that recognition to get to that spot.
That's a good point. You know, you can tell Zach LaVine has said it multiple times, and it seems like it's been the overall theme, Matt, about LaVine wanting to win, and he just continues to emphasize that and emphasize it and emphasize it over and over again. And if by now any of the Bulls fans out there wondering what Zach LaVine's motives are as far as his career goes, I mean, he's been telling us time and time again, all he wants to do right now is win. And so that's the next step. They thought it was going to be this year. Obviously not, but it is pretty telling, though, to be one of the 8 teams left off of this play-in in a special circumstance. And if you asked all these Bulls fans at the beginning of the season if there was going to be a 22-team playoff with some play-in games, I think 95% of Bulls fans would have said, absolutely, the Bulls will be at least in that play-in game. So it seems like for Zach LaVine, it's a little bit disappointing that even at that point with 22 teams, they couldn't even get into that spot.
Yeah, I mean, I know my skeptic self coming into this season would have said, hey, they'd probably be on the bubble. I wouldn't be surprised if they were on that bubble of if there are only 20 teams that continue a season, if we had known what was going to happen was going to happen. But certainly by the players' account and the organization, it is a failure given the goals that they set forth themselves at the beginning of this season. It is unquestionably a failure that they are one of 8 teams who were not invited back to finish the season based on their win-loss record. And the thing I appreciate about Zach is that he owns that. He absolutely owns it. And by his own definition, he was talking about not having played a meaningful basketball game yet in his NBA career. Between Minnesota and Chicago, he has not been to the playoffs. And I think that really bothers him because that's, as you said, that's where he wants to be. He wants to be on a playoff team contending for a championship. And the sad reality is that was nowhere close to the Bulls situation this season. But he puts it on himself puts the onus on not only himself as the leader of the team, the most talented player on the team, but on his teammates as well, instead of pointing fingers of blame elsewhere. His comments about the front office change, just saying, great, I'm all for it. It means you're putting yourself out there, admitting you got to do something differently because we're not successful enough right now. But he always brings it back to himself and what he's been doing to try and improve his game during this downtime. And instead of, say, who loves throwing people under the bus? His coach, Jim Boylan, after he has inexplicable coaching decisions down the stretch of another winnable game that the Bulls lose. Despite all of that, Zach is still out there saying, hey, man, you know, it starts with me. I got to be better. And I want to win.
The Bulls get their ass kicked down the road, too. So it's like even if they went to a neutral site in Orlando, they would have still got their ass kicked. The Bulls had the fourth worst record in the NBA last year on the road. They were 8-23. The Hawks were 6-27 on the road. Holy shit. 6-27. The Cavaliers were terrible. They were 8-21. The Pistons were 9-24. But yeah, without a doubt, even looking at the Western Conference, I don't believe had a single team in single digits in, I take that back. It was the Warriors. The Warriors were the only team in the Western Conference with a single digit win total at home. Or I mean, I'm sorry, on the road last year. So 7-24 the Warriors went. So the Bulls are the fourth worst record.
Hey, you know where one of those road wins came? At the United Center. Because you know what the Bulls managed to do against the Warriors?
Lose to them twice.
That is true. I forgot about that. Holy shit. So two of the seven wins on the... Or I should say one of their seven wins on the road was against the Warriors. It was versus the Warriors. That's fucking terrible. But I think it leads into a bigger question. And you know who asked this question. We all know who asked the question about Boylan, and I was expecting it, and I was kind of expecting this answer from Zach LaVine, but I think Kali phrased it in a good way that not a lot of people who have, I mean, tried to ask Zach or any of these other players like this. He said, did Jim Boylan do enough to prove that maybe he gets another year to be able to coach? Did he prove enough to be able to win? So hear it from Kali, and here's Zach LaVine's response to that as well.
You know, obviously, I know we've talked to you about Jim before, and you always say it's not your decision, and that's the, you know, that's for the front office to decide. But let me phrase it this way: has he done enough as a coach where you think he deserves a chance to come back and continue to coach you guys?
You know, I'm gonna keep the same stance I always have, Joe. You know, it's not for me to judge somebody. You know, I think he goes out there and does his best. I don't think anybody in the organization or the NBA goes out there and tries to fail. You know, sometimes it's out of your power on, you know, your win-loss record or what happens during the game. So I know for a fact he's tried, he's done his best, you know, and that's all you can ask for sometimes. So as a player, I just go out there, I try to follow the lead, go out there and do my job. You know, on decisions and things like that, I leave that up to higher management. That's not my role in the organization. So I think I was going to answer that correctly.
That was my favorite at the end. You knew I was going to answer that correctly. So that's all that needed to be said right there at the end for me to kind of understand it. The other thing I took away from this too is, look, Zach doesn't want to be to turn into the guy that bitches and complains about his coach day in and day out. And maybe if you have some disagreements or things aren't going right, he doesn't all of a sudden want to be that guy in the league that's talked around as, oh, this dude can't get along with his coaches. This dude, anytime they lose, he just blames it on the coaching and blames it on front office. It doesn't seem like he wants to be that guy, and he's willing to take it on himself. And I do appreciate, too, the fact that he said, like, it's not like Jim Boylan was going out there and not trying hard, which is true. And, you know, he may not be the right coach here, but it's not like he wasn't giving it his all. And some of the things that we can't even see are probably true as well. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's fit to be an NBA coach.
No, it does not. And before we expand upon that, Jordan, I wanted to tell our listeners about my secret weapon for learning new things and getting ahead. It's hard to find time to sit down and read and learn more. When you don't have free time, you can't read or work on your personal development. There's an incredible app that solves this problem. I highly recommend it. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is really unique, and it works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. It takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know info, from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. With its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute, on your lunch break, or while you're working out. 12 million people are using Blinkist right now, and it has a massive and growing library from self-help, business, health to history books. Blinkist has the latest titles from bestseller lists as well as the classic nonfiction titles you always meant to read, but you never quite had time to. I like to start my day by ingesting a little bit of Blinkist while I'm having my first cup of coffee in the morning before I dive into the world of sports. I take a little time for myself to expand my horizons because Like you, Jordan, I am just all sports all day, 24/7, 365. It's nice to take pauses from that and expand my brain and my mind in other realms. Blinkist helps greatly with that. The best part is with Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to this massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our Locked On Bulls audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA, try it free for 7 days, and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial and save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA. Jordan, I was not at all surprised by Zach LaVine's comments. They were very professional. They were essentially a repeat of what he has always said when asked about Jim Boylan's future. But I think the last part that you referenced, his conclusion to his answer to Joe Cowley saying, "I think you know I would answer that correctly," is maybe just a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek reference to, we all know that I can't speak my true mind on this until maybe Jim is gone and has been gone for a while. And I still think Zach is too much of a high character guy to ever take the low road when it comes to Boylan. We've seen his frustration bubble over on camera a couple of times throughout the season. You know, when Boylan gets a timeout called and Zach's sitting there on the bench saying, why? Or when Zach's dismissing Jim Boylan instructions or whatever. So I think we all know how Zach feels. And I think Zach would very much welcome a new voice in the head coach's chair. But he's not going to go out and say that while Jim is still this team's head coach.
You know I was going to answer that correctly.
The thing that I've started to realize even more and more about Zach LaVine, and the thing that I've appreciated the most about him, is how often have we screamed and yelled and cried about having somebody that actually will take accountability and be a voice for this team once Jimmy Butler left? And even that last year that Butler was here, we were... I don't know if we were to say we were sick of him, but it wasn't the Jimmy Butler we were expecting to lead the team. It was more about conflict between Butler and the front office and not getting paid. And then it kind of, I felt like it leaked over a little bit into what he was saying in the media, especially that last season in the drive. And that to me doesn't seem like it's leaking out of Zach LaVine at all. There, you know, he has frustrations, and throughout the season you can see that and clearly hear that from him within his voice. But I mean, it's going to be hard for anybody to convince me now, Matt, that Zach LaVine can't be a leader of a team. I don't care what you have to say about his play on the basketball floor and whether or not you think he's going to be an all-star, multi-time all-star, superstar, whether he can be a number one on a team. Talking about all-encompassing leader of a guy on the basketball floor that can show you his performance, but also be a guy that has high character and can lead you off the floor. I think Zach LaVine, for the most part, has really, really done a really great job of that. He reminds me of a lot of what Tim Anderson is doing with the White Sox. It's going very underrated, but Tim Anderson, not only does he speak to action, but he actually puts his money where his mouth is, essentially, and goes out there and actually gives action. And it seems like Zach LaVine is doing the exact same thing. And for him to voice some of these truths, too, about being very open and honest about having biracial parents, too, and everything that's going on with the protests, I mean, this is what you want out of somebody that's supposed to be the quote-unquote face of your organization. So I give Zach LaVine a ton of credit for the things that he was able to say. And just, you know, overall, the last couple of years, just being able to continuously build on wanting to be a leader here and not just saying things, but actually showing it with some action.
Yeah. I mean, I think from day one, Zach's been put on that platform. He's been put out there as the face of this organization. When people were first reacting to the Jimmy Butler trade a few years ago now, people were wondering, you know, who would emerge from that trio of players and who would emerge as the voice of this team and the face of this franchise. I think Zach has not shied away from any of that, which, like you said, I give him tremendous amount of credit and respect for, because it hasn't been pretty. You know, obviously there are different pressures and stresses that come being the face of a franchise that has humongous expectations on their shoulders, like, say, LeBron and whatever team he's playing for, or the Warriors recently and being Steph Curry, or you know, Kevin Durant with the Thunder, or Russell Westbrook with the Thunder for all these years. It's not an easy job, and it obviously the pressures differ based on what your organization is currently trying to achieve and whether or not they're succeeding in those goals. Clearly, in the 3 years that Zach has been here, the Bulls have not achieved the goals that they have set forth for themselves. And he has never shied away from that reality. And he always answers the difficult questions as best and as honestly as he can, while also still being, you know, relatively PC about everything and not ruffle any feathers. And that can't be easy for a team that has struggled this mightily, especially a frustrated player who is, by all accounts, doing everything he can to help them win and is basically helpless in the sense that the rebuild was not going properly, was not structured properly, and he, you know, the correct pieces weren't in place. To be the face of a franchise going through something like that has got to be incredibly frustrating, and Zach has always handled it well.
Here's the final thing I think that's important to play from Zach LaVine, and we can even come back to some of the stuff later in the week about the Bulls, but I thought it was really important for him to talk about his explanation of why he had never voted and why it was important to kind of put that out there and say, hey, I've got to check myself. You know, I'm asking people to do all of this. I'm telling people to go out and do all of this, one of them being mainly voting, and I didn't do it last time. I've never voted in my life. So he talks about that and says, you know, I want people to realize that, and it's time for me to kind of wake up and change a little bit. He also talks a little bit about a tweet that was deleted too. Darnell Mayberry asks him about that, so we can follow up on that real quick. But then in the back end of his conversation, just talks a little bit about having biracial parents and what it was like from his perspective. So I thought it was important. I want you guys to hear that. So here's that right now.
It just wasn't something that I was hip to. You know, obviously I know that you have the right to vote, but everybody doesn't have to. And, you know, with what's going on, I think it matters a lot more now, to at least to me, because I think every single vote counts. Before, I wasn't educated at all on it. I'm trying to educate myself on it now, on more of the politics and what goes on and how things are voted in. So just taking action in my own community and trying to do my part is the reason why I'm moving forward with that. And what was the second part of the question?
Just what you would tell the younger generation now from what you've learned?
Oh, man, like just educate yourself. Be active. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there and be different either. You know, go out there and try to make a change, even if, you know, you have an opinion and you're the only one in the room talking. Don't be afraid of that, because I think now with what's going on is – everybody has a certain opinion, and now that everybody's talking, it's okay to have that opinion. You know, if something settles down, you're the only one with an opinion, I think it's a little bit harder for someone to speak up. So, you know, don't feel scared about that, and go out there and do what's right for you.
And then my second question, Zach, is you did have a little bit of a controversial tweet the other day that you deleted and, you know, reposted. I'm curious to know what or who led you to changing that tweet, and how do you see it now? How did you see it before, and how did you see it now, and what or who led to you changing that tweet?
I actually didn't know it was tweeted out. What I did was I made the Black Lives Matter hashtag and was also searching through the hashtags and accidentally clicked on one. So it was a mistake on my part. It had nothing to do with, you know, my stance or my view. I think I put myself out there to have people understand what it was. So that's all it was just a social media mistake.
Okay. And then one last thing, Zach, you did talk in the park the other day about your experiences being biracial. What could you share with the world at this time about your experiences?
You know, like I talked yesterday, like I said, at a Seattle rally, I just wanted to, and this is just my opinion, man. I come from a household. My dad is Black. My mom is white. You know, and I've seen it on both sides to where, you know, people obviously look at my dad differently in situations. And even people of color look at my dad different in situations because he was with a white woman. White men and white women will look at my mom differently because she was with a Black man. So, you know, I just don't want this to become a race thing. You know, it's terrible to say that, but growing up, you have to know what's right and wrong, and you're taught that. So I was taught that it's okay because it's how I grew up. I just wanted to let people know, you know, it's on both sides, man. You got to go out there and as parents and as people who teach this younger generation, teach them the right thing. You know, everything right now is being, you know, so magnified that, you know, you could have a stance on one side or the other when really you need to just understand what's going on and not have a racial bias. You know, we're all one. We're in this together. This affects everybody. So I think there's a lot of things that needs to be changed. But if we come together, I think we can all do that.
I don't know about you, Matt, but I thought that was pretty powerful in just hearing what he had to say and being open and honest and truthful about stuff. I think only makes us as fans look at players more than just exactly what I said, players and guys who entertain us for 2.5 hours a week and or 2.5 hours a night. Sometimes we overlook a lot of that and we forget what these guys go through and some of the things that they experience too. And, you know, especially with the time that's going on right now, a lot of that can be lost. And, I mean, you even think about it. 2 years ago, we were drilling Zach LaVine because he couldn't hit a three, or, you know, how was he going to come back from health concerns? And I think the things that he talked about in that 4-minute clip were a lot more important than maybe day-to-day basketball stuff, at least at this point. But I think it's awesome that he was willing to put himself out there and is telling other Bulls fans and people that are willing to listen to him, hey, go out there and put yourself out there. I mean, everybody's different. And, you know, the time is now to kind of speak and to educate yourself and to learn and to listen. And don't be afraid to do that, which I think is really, really awesome from Zach LaVine. And it's just another reason why I want Zach LaVine to succeed so much here in Chicago, because I think he's an amazing voice, not only for young players in the NBA, I think he's just a great voice overall for the city of Chicago, and I hope he stays.
Yeah, and I think that's the part that I respect most about Zach is that, you know, obviously he's doing a lot to help out in his hometown of Seattle, you know, where he's been spending the majority of his time in this lockdown, you know, because of the pandemic. But he also is, you know, putting action behind his words as far as being a contributing member of the Chicago community. And just, you know, even like right when this pandemic first started and people were losing their jobs and people didn't have money to put food on their tables and you know, Chicago was hit so hard by this, Zach was there. You know, he was donating, you know, hundreds, thousands of meals to Chicago Food Drive and other organizations. He's been donating his time. He's been donating his money. And that, I think, is really all you can ask of these athletes who kind of are put on these pedestals and looked towards for leadership and change, even though necessarily they may not have wanted to sign up for that part of being a celebrity athlete. It kind of just comes with the territory. And, you know, even just with from the Last Dance documentary, you know, last month, talking about Michael Jordan and whether or not he was involved enough, whether or not he did enough for the black community and things like that, whether or not he got involved in politics enough. Zach's always been honest about his level of involvement. He's never claimed to do or be more than he is, but what he has done for the Chicago community, you can only praise it. Because a lot of people can, you know, post things to social media and say, you know, I stand with the Black Lives Matter movement and I hear you and I'm with you. And that's great, but words are just words. And actions matter so much more. I think that's basically the crux of this movement and where we're trying to get. You know, fixing this problem that is hundreds and hundreds of years old, is ingrained in our society in the United States of America. Athletes who put their money and their actions and their time behind the words means so much. And Zach should get a lot of credit for the things he's done, not just in his hometown, but here in his adopted city of Chicago.
Totally agree. So huge props to Zach LaVine. We'll get to Thaddeus Young tomorrow. But before we do that, Matt, I just saw this tweet. 670 the score, Joe Cowley said the wait on the decision for Jim Boylan could be because of the perception of how the organization treats coaches. Joe said Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle, who is also the president of National Basketball Coaching Association, has been telling coaches to stay away from the Bulls.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you really want me to comment on that?
So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And we said it. We said it when we talked about Jim Boylan last week, and we will talk again about him tomorrow because he'll be brought up a bunch of different times with Karnisovas talking. And also, we'll try to grab some of this Cowley sound, too, even from the stuff he had to say about last week. Thought it was really important, but, man, does that surprise me at all? Think about it, too. Somebody commented underneath. It says, wow, this is how coaches view the Bulls right now. Wow. Comment underneath it. Very unsurprising. Dating back to Vinny Del Negro, every coach has basically been kicked on their way out, and now they have the peanut M&M guy as their white knight. Yes, man, this is really happening. They called Jim Boylan the peanut M&M.
Wow. That's a new one. I had not heard that one before.
Oh, man. I tried not to break down and start dying laughing when we were listening to that as I was looking at this, but holy crap, man. See, there's
honestly,
some...
I think I'd probably take the peanut M&M at this point.
Oh, my God. That's a good one. That gave me my good laugh for the day. So we will definitely talk about more of that tomorrow. But yeah, huge props to Zach LaVine. Very excited to see what happens with the offseason. And he was asked, too, if he would be willing to coordinate some type of private practice at his house because he's got the facilities to basically run his own practice outside in Seattle. So he kind of laughed and joked about that, and he said, yeah, maybe at some point this summer, if things get a little bit better, you can get some of the guys to come out there and work out. But I think the main point is just to get all these players back, or at least guys that are going to be together here, and try to get some type of workouts in the best that they can to kind of follow the NBA's guidelines as well. So, yes, weird times, and we're not going to see Bulls basketball till December at the very earliest. So, strap it. It's going to be a long summer, but we've got plenty of draft talk to talk about, plenty of off-season stuff to talk about, and hey, the Bulls are giving us news by not canning Jim Boylan yet, so there's more and more stuff coming out about him that we will talk about later in the week. I think that's going to about do it. Matt, you got anything else?
No, man. Looking forward to doing some more episodes later this week. Hopefully, we get some more mailbag in. Get to some of Thad Young's comments about the season in, in memoriam, and kind of, you know, break down where we go from here. We might also be doing a little crossover episode later in the week to do a little bit of mock draft stuff from the Delete 8, which is this catchy name that I heard a few days ago about the teams that were not invited back. Kicking things off with a mock draft.
All I'm gonna say is we got screwed. So wait till that comes out in the middle of the week. But Matt and I already just looked at some of the draft picks that are ahead of the Bulls, and it's gonna be another tough decision for Matt and I here. But and maybe we could revisit too some of the picks that we made in our mock drafts over the previous couple of years, Matt, with the Locked On Podcast Network. That'd be fun to kind of look back at those, see what we got right, what was wrong, and see where things landed. But yes, stay tuned for that. That'll be coming sometime in the middle of the week. So yes, the Delete 8 teams, and the Bulls are definitely part of that. But that's gonna about do it here on Locked On Bulls. Hit us up at 331-979-1369. Drop your texts, your voicemails, anything you got for us. 331-979-1369. You got reaction to the comments Zach LaVine, Thaddeus Young, or even Arturis Karnisovas made over the weekend. Hit us up, and we will make sure to get to your mailbag questions, your responses, and everything else on Mailbag this week. I believe we're going to do Mailbag Wednesday or Thursday, so keep a lookout for that. For Matt Pack, I'm Jordan Malley. Bulls Nation, have a wonderful day. Be back tomorrow with a fresh episode. For Jordan and Matt, we are out. Deuces.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com